Om Shanti. Slogan for the 25th of April. Remember Karankara Vanhar Baba at every moment. And you will not have any arrogance of the consciousness of I. Karankara Vanhar Baba. The one who is getting it done through me. It is such a huge concept, isn't it? And how great that would be the tool to really clear out all that consciousness of I, which creates so many problems in our spiritual progress. So Karankara Vanhar Baba, what's needed to start working with this tool? First of all, a complete shift in perspective is required, isn't it? Because one of the greatest expressions of the consciousness of I is that I'm in charge. I'm controlling things. When in point of fact, that just simply is not the case in the confluence age. And especially the old souls, the Brahmins, they would have been used to being in charge and in control for so many lives. Their responsibilities were defined by being in control and being in charge of so much. But when we come into the confluence age, all the negativity that's accumulated by taking on such responsibilities without having any real power really positions us least effectively to let Karankara Vanhar Baba take over. There's a beautiful expression I came across a few years ago. It goes something like this. If God is your co-pilot, then you'd better change seats. And when I first read that, I didn't get it, because I thought, surely it's a good thing that God would be my co-pilot. And for all these hundreds of years and so many births whereby I was responsible, I did take charge, I was controlling everything, that was the right position for God. He was supposed to be with me, helping me, partnering with me, my co-pilot. But in the confluence age, there's such a dramatic shift. In the confluence age, God has to be the pilot. And if anything, I'm the co-pilot. I'm helping him. I'm partnering with him. So that's a very big shift. It requires a complete dismantling of one framework of reality and the establishment of another framework of reality. And what this requires is an ever deepening understanding of God's part. In particularly, how he's establishing that new world. He's establishing the new world by establishing a new me. A new small community. He called us the other day real humans. He's got to have a community of true human beings in order for the golden age to function. Otherwise, as we know, God could wave a magic wand over us Brahmins and instantly turn us into the golden age population. But then how long would it take before we would ruin it with our own ego, our own body consciousness, laziness, lust, greed, etc.? So he's playing his part by purifying me. And what is he basically purifying? He's cleaning out from me the stuff of the limited me, such as the arrogance of the consciousness of I. On a very practical level, that means I have to believe that pure feelings and good wishes are the way. When I was in control, when I was in charge of things, if I'm honest, I would have adopted all sorts of other behaviors as the way to be responsible. You know, bossiness, competing, disrespectfulness, negativity of every sort, the kind you'd expect from a controlling personality. But one of the first steps in being able to work with Karankaravanar Baba is that I really understand that for him to be able to work through me, for him to be able to use me as an instrument, I have to align to his very high and pure frequencies. Not that he's going to come down to mine. His frequencies are best expressed as pure feelings, good wishes. And so how much have I understood this? But more importantly, how much have I accepted it for my life? Because there's a difference between understanding it and even believing it. I can definitely believe that pure feelings of good wishes is the way from now on in. It's the way of the confluence age. But have I started applying that way to my life and changing myself accordingly, like he was saying in the blessing today? To think about your subtle weaknesses doesn't mean to get trapped in them. It means to acknowledge them and to bring the full force of your truth, your highest, purest self, to these weaknesses. So that's called accepting these things for my life. It requires a huge amount of knowledge-based faith. Knowledge-based trust. And it makes our life so easy. Because if you really think about it, what is it that's creating all the difficulties in our life? Our life of spiritual efforts. It would be this consciousness of I. Synonyms are body consciousness. If we work on a simpler level, it's Baba is talking about body consciousness. or just ego. He's talking about the limited and how we've ended cutting ourselves off from all the power available by having one particular relationship with ourself. And then a relationship with others colored by that. I'm talking about neediness, emptiness. In the limited consciousness of I'm so needy. I'm so selfish. Everything I'm doing is in order to create and give to myself an idea of my value. And because no possession, no position, no person can ever do this all the time for me, at one point or another, I wake up to the deception of creating my sense of value from anything external. So this consciousness of I is what makes everything so complicated. The consciousness of I is the foundation of all my insecurities, in which there's either the inferiority complex working or the superiority complex working. So I'm either open to comparing, competing, being impressed, feeling unworthy, and so depression. I came across a very interesting definition of depression a few months ago. The world says depression is the result of not having your ideals or the aims you've set for yourself realized. You don't reach them. But spirituality defines depression as the mourning of the loss of your true identity. So this is the fundamentals of an insecurity complex. And with the superiority complex, then you've got, you know, that, you know, being full of yourself, the controlling, bossy behaviors we spoke of before. But also the consciousness of I creates overthinking, which is truly the greatest enemy to accepting this new framework for reality, whereby I'm not in charge, he is. He's the pilot, I'm the co-pilot. We don't need to think probably 9/10 as much as we are thinking. And you can prove this to yourself just by looking at the quality of all those thoughts. 90%, if not more, would either be waste or negative. And the slightest understanding of thought as a power should teach us that first and foremost, we have to create this new relationship with our mind. So if I'm to be taking charge or in control of anything, first and foremost, it has to be of my own mind. Actually, overthinking is an aspect of imagining oneself in charge or trying to control things, because the bulk of one's overthinking would be thoughts about the past, or it could be assumptions and imagination about what people are doing or saying or thinking here in the present, or it could be expectations or imagination and assumptions for the future too. So what's going to happen if we don't remember Baba at every moment? If we don't make this shift to let Karan Karanvanhar Baba be in charge and me the co-pilot, ultimately we're going to find ourselves accumulating too much of that low-level energy, too much of the frequency that belongs to overthinking, for example. And bit by bit, it'll be impossible to experience belonging to this Brahman clan. And even more importantly, it'll be impossible to do mansa seva, service through the mind, which is the service that we need to be doing now. So why should we make the journey difficult for ourselves when God Himself is here to take care of everything, do everything through us, when we're just the co-pilot, not the pilot? Why don't we relax and enjoy the journey? That's what the confluence age is for, isn't it? So all best wishes for today, a day to practice breaking all the arrogance of the consciousness of I by remembering Karan Karanvanhar Baba at every moment. Om Shanti.